Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Hallelujah. Before we get started, let's pray and invite the Holy Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Heavenly Father, we come this day that you have put together and call us today for a healing Zoom call. Father, you know what you are going to do. You know how you are going to use us, that your manifestation may be displayed. I come now, my Father. And as I say, we all come now, Father God. And we lay ourselves at the feet of the altar. And oh, precious, oh, Father. We repent from all our sins or sin. I say sins or sin. We ask you to wash us and to cleanse us. Today, based on your word in Romans, it says, if we ask, I am going to read it directly out of the word of God. That way we have no misunderstanding based on his word, because the word of God is life. When it speaks into the atmosphere, it is going to come to life. You're going to actually be able to see a body when you speak it. Hallelujah. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart, believing in your heart that God raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10 is saying, for with the heart men believe unto righteousness. So we believe in our heart. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So we believe in our heart for righteousness tonight, Lord. And we confessed out of our mouth that you, Jesus Christ, died on the cross. And because you died, we have life, and we do have it more abundantly. When you read the word in Colossians 2, it said, Jesus, you make a show of them openly. That means every single foul spirit, you made a show of them openly. And it's in Colossians 2. Then you said death and life is in the power of the tongue. And that's in Proverbs. And so we believe that, according to Proverbs 18, that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And we also hear Jesus when you said there is life in your word. We also know, according to Hebrews, it says in 11, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It says now faith is. So we believe. Romans 10, 17. So faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word. We welcome you here now, Holy Spirit, in this place. We move ourselves behind the cross. Father, we move ourselves behind the cross. And I let you come forth and glorify yourself through us today or this evening. Let the nations hear and know and see that you are Jehovah and your ways are just and true. And there is no other God beside you. None whatsoever. Zero with a hero. There's no God. Today, while I was looking over the word of God, I see where it was saying that you created the heavens and the earth. There's something that's going to happen tonight. I'm believing God for healing and deliverance. First Chronicles 29, it says, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Everything that you created belongs to you. And there's a reason why we are created. Thine is your kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Father, today we come and we exalt you, Almighty God, as head over every single thing. No matter what the enemy might bring, no matter what he may carry, no matter what it may look like, Heavenly Father, you created all things and you declared that every single thing that you created is very good. When the enemy comes in like a flood and try to distort and try to change up things, Father God, you declare that you raise up a standard. Everything, even the riches and the honor belongs to you. Everything, everything, everything. There's nothing, nothing, nothing under the sun that's not belongs to you. So when the enemy comes, we got to take a step and step back and take the word of God out, which is John 6:63. Jesus said, the word that I speak, they're not only word, but they're spirit and they bring forth life. So today, Lord, heaven declare the glory of God. Everyone declare the glory of God. The enemy think he is bad, and he comes in trying to shake up things. But we come today to put him on notice, to let him know that we're not fearful. We're not scared of none of his devices. I thank you, Lord. I hide myself behind your cross. I stand behind the cross, and I let you now come forth and be glorified through us, glorify through me. Use us on your line. Use us tonight on Zoom. Use us anywhere we go, that the nations will come to know that you are Christ Jesus living inside of us. You are alive and you are not dead. Let everything that we do this evening, let it be done decently and in order. We raise up our glasses to you. That means we raise up our voices to you. We raise up our vocal cord to you. And we say, we give you praise. And we give you worship. We come now, we commune together with you, oh Father. And we say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Amen. Amen. Well, let me say how this night come about. For the past couple of weeks or couple of months, I have not been feeling well. I still come and I still do my duties that the Father give me to do. Well, it so happens I was supposed to be online last week, and I talked to Sonia and Kenneth, and I said, oh, I'm not going to be online, but I'll go on another day. Okay. And the next day, my husband said, you know what? I really think you should like call it in for tonight. And I said, okay. So I did. And I was going to go the Thursday, but then I hear the Holy Spirit says in my heart, he wants me to call a supernatural healing. And that's how this come about. I went to the doctor on Friday. And based on what's going on in my stomach, they weren't talking anything that's right. So you guys put me on your prayer list and pray. Just pray for me. And what the doctor was saying, they sent me off for emergency tests. I went over there and did the emergency test. I said, looking for is it gallbladder or gall whatever? And put me on some serious pill, like oxycodone. I think it's oxycodone, yeah. I mean, I couldn't even get to finish my task on Friday night. Yesterday, he says they said take one, take half of me, and then try one in the future. So I took one yesterday, and I was totally knocked out. Not totally, and not feeling well. All kind of nod, all kind of stuff. This morning, I'm in my bed and I got a vision. And the vision was so profound. In this vision I had, I was in my native country in Jamaica, and I was walking up the hill. Like I'm going home. And I look to my left. And when I look to my left, I enter my left. Saying all this, I want you to know. I enter my left. And while I enter my left, There was two ladies, two white ladies in the corner. And as soon as I walk up, they wanted me to pray. And I started praying and I prayed. And that lady got healing. And while I was coming out of the healing this morning, I hear in my spirit that the Father called me as a healer. Yeah, I already know this, that I'm, he called me the prophetic. But this time he said, he called me as a healer. He called me as a healer. Let me see if I wrote it down. Called me as a healer. And he's going to work through me for healing. So I said, okay. The same thing that he said to me, I went and I put something on Facebook, two different things on Facebook. And then I found out that this lady, this white lady that I know in one of the group that I'm in, she's in the hospital in a stroke. So I was able to verify it with one of the person. Is it on the right side or on the left side? And she was able to verify it because what I saw was the left side. That's where I saw them. Let me tell you something. Every single person under the sound of my voice, we are here in this land for a reason. Everyone has a calling on their lives, effective immediately. You should take Mark 16 and let it be your guide. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And if you continue to read, I'm not going to read it, but you need to continue to read it. It talks about healing, it talks about deliverance. And we've been going over this over and over and over. It is time for us, every single one of us, to go to the Father and to consult and to see why we are here. What has he called us to do? Why are we here in this land? How are we going to be able to help in the kingdom? How are we going to be able to work for God? Are we going to be able to do what God has called us to do? How are we going to be effective in the kingdom of God? You see, Jesus is coming, and he's coming for a bride, and that bride have to be without spots or wrinkles or anything. That means if you get wrinkled, that means your clothes got mashed up or torn up or beat up. He is coming for his bride tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are here, and we're like in a healing school. I come to you under the sound of the voice of the Holy Spirit. And yes, I am saying hi. I say hi to you, honey. I see your hand up. You're saying hi. Is that the hi emoji for hi? Hi, honey. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to know that the word of God declared in Matthew 15, 22 to 28, that healing. If you come down to verse 28, I have it here. I'm not looking at it, but you could go check it out. Healing is the children's bread. We talked about it before. Some of these scriptures that we talk about it all the time. Healing is the children's bread. If you need healing tonight, listen to me. Open your mouth. They said insert foot. What you're going to insert? You're going to insert the words of God. What do you need healing for? As a matter of fact, I don't believe I have any kind of gallbladder issue. I just believe that I was coughing so much previously. And because I'm still coughing, 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 it must have did a strain in my stomach. I am not taking nothing. See, this is my report. Because my husband printed. And I have it. I can't really read some of this stuff on here. But I'm not going to take nothing that the enemy says that's wrong. Nothing. Because the Bible says, by its stripes, you are healed. So here is the report. And whose report I'm going to believe? Whose report you're going to believe? I go tomorrow morning at 9:30 for him to go over the report. I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm not going to believe man's report. Because I'm going to be living here until I'm 120. Yeah, because that's what I believe God for. To go and to, I got a chance now to go back out there and to preach his word. I got a chance to go out there and to deliver his healing through me. What were you called to do? What were you called to do? How are you going to go for and be effective in his kingdom? What did he call you to do? What did he tell you to do? He told me to do a lot of things and I have to do it. If I want to live long, I better do what he tells me to do. You don't have to tell me what he tells you to do. But whatever he tells you to do, that locks up in your miracle. I know what he told me to do. I know what he told me to do. And what he tells me to do, it is locked up in my miracle. So I gotta go and I gotta get it done. Because he called me as a healer to the nation. And he's going to work through me for this healing business. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice, what are you believing God for healing? What do you need for healing? What do you need? Put it in the chat. Let it go over there for me to see. What are you believing God for? What are you believing Him for? What's going on in your body? He has called me to be a healer to the nation. And He's going to use the anointing in my life to agree with individual to get the supernatural done. That is just so simple. He's a God of the supernatural. What are you believing the Father for? This is not, this is no nonsense. No nonsense. This is not time to be playing church. And it's also not time to be playing like you're dead. It is time to get up. You hear me, Tamika? It's time to get up. Sister James, it's time to get up. Verissa, it's time to get up. It's time to get up and to shake up. It's time to get up and Verissa, and to be the intercessor. You hear me, Verissa? You hear me? Can you hear me? Be the intercessor that the Father wants you to be. Be the intercessor that he wants you to be. Be the intercessor that he wants you to be. He wants to use you to transport location to location. He wants to give you the eyes of the seer, which you already have. But you know what? When the things come and people say, no, you're not seeing, you got to say, yes, this is what I see. And you got to pray about it. When he wake you up, Verissa, in the late time of the night, you got to say, yes, Lord. Speak, Lord, my servant, hear it. And you got to get it done. You just got to get. This is not the work of a man. This is not time for man and the ism and schism. This is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. Man cannot do this. Tonight is not the night to roll over and play dead. Tonight is not the night to get caught up into our flesh, our fleshes. Tonight is not the night to go worry about somebody else's business. Tonight is just not the night. Tonight is not the night to entertain demonic sources in your house. Tonight is not the night to be sleeping in the house with the enemy. Tonight is not the night to be out there running around in sin. Tonight is not the night. We all have to repent. We all have to give account to God for our own mistakes and our own sins. And some people like myself like to do it over and over and over again. It's time. Today is the time for us to say, shut up and crap up. Get up off the bathroom bowl. You know what coming out on the bathroom bowl? Number one or number two. You got to make a distinction. What you going to do when you go in the bathroom? Is it going to be a number one or is it going to be a number two? What is it going to be? This is not no time for no pretty nothing because the devil ain't playing pretty. The devil is not praying pretty. You see everything that's shaking up because it's a shake-up time. And he's out to kill. He's out to take us down. He's out to bring all kind of sickness. If it's eating, you're eating and you're eating the wrong food, eat some right food. For me now, I gotta eat the right food. If it's lying, you're lying, stop lying. Nobody can't do you nothing because, especially if you're grown, because there are no babies on the line. Speak the truth. The Bible says, speak the truth. I gotta speak the truth. I gotta tell my husband the truth. I gotta live a life of an intercessor. I gotta live a life of a healer. I gotta live a life of a person that's so clean that the father can't come and say, I want you to go to Jamaica. And I don't have to go on a plane to go to Jamaica. I'm just transported to Jamaica. That's the life I gotta live. I wanna live a life in the supernatural. I don't wanna live no spooky life. I wanna live a life that I can be transported from location to location. Power, fire. That's the kind of life I wanna live. And how am I gonna live like that? How am I gonna get to that? I'm gonna have to get to that, and I have to be dead to myself. I gotta die out to myself. I gotta stop being disobedient. I gotta listen to the Holy Ghost. Because he's real. And people are dropping dead. Lives are in the balance. And we are holding up this thing. We are holding up this thing. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. My body. Shoku Rama. My body, his life. He is looking for a person. And if I'm talking and if you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm building up myself. I'm building up myself. I'm building up myself. If there's no interpretation, I'm building up myself. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Direct communication in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you strength. We give you wealth. We give you health. Father, we give it all back to you. We die. We give everything to you because it belongs to you. And once we get to know that everything is yours, that's when we're going to start getting our stuff back. Once we go out there, like they said, harbor shock in my country. You know what a harbor shock is? A person that goes out there and try to scrape everything. And once you go out there, start scraping, 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 and know nothing belongs to you, you ain't getting nothing. And if you even get it, it's not going to stay too long because you get it on the false pretenses. The fire of God is in this place. Holy Ghost, have your way. Spirit of the living God, we call for Isaiah. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. By his stripes we are healed. Speak, Lord, your servant hear it. Any conditions of the body? Bore our sins, you gave us the keys, a direct communication from you to him. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, you use your son to come and to be beaten up and martyred and dragged down and tear up for us. He was brought as a lamb to a slaughter for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, it is finished. He cried out, "It is finished." Oh, glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Mama Korea Baba Rabba. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Yamashto, Mamaste. 54, verse 4 and 5. 1, 5, 4 and 5. Yes, he was wounded for our transgression. Lord God Almighty, every wound. Every sickness, every disease. I mean, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Believe God. Believe God that he's going to take it out tonight. Believe God that he's going to drive it out tonight. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that your word bring life. We thank you that your Lord of Asiki, your word generated life. Your word generate life. We thank you for life. We thank you that there is life. Oh God, life in the word. Life in the word, life in the word, generation of life in the word. No sickness, no disease. We drive out every mucus out of the body. We speak to every foul spirit of cancer. We speak to cancer cell and we say, dry up, cancer cell. Come out. Cancer cell. If the doctor pronounced in your body that there's cancer growing in your body, lay your hands at that area in the name of Jesus, under the sound of my voice. And if today, whenever you listen to this tape, the recording, lay your hands on your body in the mighty name of Jesus, we say healing, healing, dry up cancer cell in the name of Jesus. Cancer, you are bound. Overeating spirit, you are bound. Lying, dictating spirit, you are bound. Lustful spirit, cell of sickness and disease. Yeah, all right. We drive you out. We drive you out. The vein of diabetes, we drive you out. Diabetes got a vein, we drive you out. Diabetes got a brain, like a little vein, and we drive it out. Every blood vessel that's every disorder, we drive it out. We drive it out. We drive it out. We take authority over it. We take authority over teeth ache. Root canal, we say pain gone in the name of Jesus. We drive it out. Don't you know poverty is a sickness? We drive out the spirit of poverty. I hear the word poverty, it's sickness, it's disease. We drive that out. Anything that's not of God is a sickness, and we drive it out. Deliverance, we drive it out. We come in with the sword. Oh my God, tonight. I felt like putting on my army dress. So I got on my army dress and I was gonna come in with my army jacket, but I'm not that cold anymore. Hey, you gotta dress militant sometimes. You gotta come out in your green sometimes. You gotta come out in your scarf. Yes, sir. I remember what Kenneth, my husband, called it. It's carbs, cab, whatever you want to call it. You guys know the word. I don't know what they call them folks in the army. What they call them, my lady baby. Hey, Lady J, what they call it? I don't know. Scrubs, cabs, whatever. You gotta come out.
Camouflage. Camouflage.
Yeah, something like scrub. I was saying scrubs, okay? Camouflage, you gotta come out with the EG and the Ouija, right? You gotta come out and look like the EG and the Ouija. You gotta come out sometime jumping over some fence. I'm telling you right now, you need some power. You need some power. And when I'm talking about firepower, I'm not talking about natural power. You need Holy Ghost power. You need to let the devil know that you know that you know that he know that you know that he ain't in charge of nothing. Cousin there. Yes, I'm telling you, girlfriend. You need to just stand up and shake up. My sister-in-law, you need to stand up and shake up. Now, I think I only have one sister-in-law on the phone. So she better take her hand from her jawbone and stand up and straighten up. And she got on her red hat, stand up and straighten up. You gotta let them never know that you in charge of something. And he can't come up in your house and try to act up. And you ain't moving and going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. Ain't nobody gonna drive you out of the neighborhood. Healing. 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 A boil. Like somebody have a boil. And I just see that boil going down. I just see the boil have a little like a pimple. I see it going down like it's gonna burst in the name of Jesus. I break that and I bind that up in the name of Jesus. I release the firepower of God on that boil right now in the name of Jesus. Family disorder. You know that's a sickness when your family not doing right and not living right. I come against that in the name of Jesus. Nicotine, I come against nicotine in the name of reefer. I come against reefer and cocaine in the name of Jesus. Illicit sex, I come against that in the name of Jesus. I'm calling them out as I see them. Sickness and disease. Generational curse. I'm calling them out as I see them in the name of Jesus. Foul, oh, detestable sin, sexual sin. That is a sickness. I'm calling them out. Alcoholic diseases, that is a sickness. I'm calling that out. Overeating, it's a sickness. Oh, don't you know overeating? Don't you know overeating and drunk? They come together, they go together as one. The word of God says the drunken person and the overeating person comes to once. So those are the areas that I have to move in. I want to go out there and I want to lick the devil out of the kingdom. I better take authority over my eating habit. Look, man, we ain't come to play game this evening. We not come here this evening to play games. There's a thing that the word obedience. We gotta walk in obedience. Don't we know all know? All of us know that the enemy is not. Please. The enemy ain't no joke. The enemy, he ain't sweet talking nobody. He coming to kill. I told you about the vision that I got. And wake up this morning, then I got it out of the group that I went. That lady's in a hospital. Part of her body is in not right. Okay? The enemy wants to take us out. How are we going to lay down and play dead? Hey, it's okay. The Bible said to be absent from the body, but we have a thing we call premature death. Some of us don't have to die. I'm telling you, prematurely. If I don't want to do what I'm going to want to do, oh yeah, and I drop dead. Don't be coming to my funeral crying. I told my family member that Friday. I don't want nobody come crying over my casket. I don't want nobody coming because I like to party. I love to dance. I want to have me a dancing party. I don't want nobody coming there with no emoji, OG, sitting up there bawling because it ain't going to happen. Because I'm going to wake up, slap y'all back out, and go back to Jesus. So don't come over there. Don't come over there with no noise. Come over there smiling and giving God praise. And don't worry about cremating, or don't worry about throwing me in the ground, because I ain't worried about it, because I'm dead. We have to get some sense and sensibility. All them big funerals is for our friends, and all the big eating is for our friends. We ain't back here putting us worrying about nothing. So let's get with the program. It is time for healing. We want some supernatural intercessors. We want supernatural seers. We want people to have eyes to see. We want the prophetic ministry. The apostle, the teachers, but we want them to be prophetic. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let your water, I mean, let your water go in every single body's house, every house, every house, every single house and houses. Let the fire of God with the water mix it up and go into the house right now and set every captive free. Fear, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Fear, you are bound in the name of Jesus. We release the spirit of faith in the name of Jesus. Favor goes out right now in the earways in the name of Jesus. Favor to accomplish under the sound of my voice. I charge the atmosphere with favor. That the Father is going to take you from the bottom and place you to the top. You're going to go over and not under. You're going to abound in every good works. Holy Spirit of the living God. Don't let nothing come near our dwelling. No, it's about time. It's about time that we get with the program. It's about time that we wake up and shake up. It's about time. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are destined for grace. We are destined for faith. We are destined for favor. We are destined for love. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it run after and attack on us. Oh, and overshake and overtake. Shake now, shake, shake the land. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he that dwelleth in the sacred place of the Most High, and shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, now let me tell you what I see. I see the rivers with abundance. Now, if you want to jump in, because I am jumping right into that river and I'm washing myself clean. I mean, you could do that. Like, you just wash yourself from the top to your foot. Yes, washing myself. Yes, I'm washing myself in the spirit. Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm washing myself. Yes, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I'm dwelling in your place. I'm dwelling in your secret place. I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. You are my refuge and my fortress. My God. In him will we trust. If we trust somebody, we are going to believe in that person. What does the word trust mean? What does trust meaning? It says to have faith. It says to believe. It says to have confidence. Certainly. Conviction. Reliance. Sureness. Heavenly Father. We are so sure that faith gone out. It is gone out into the atmosphere. Favor is in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is charged with healing. The atmosphere is charged with our bread. The word of God declared that healing is the children's bread. The word of God declared that you, Jesus, when you speak life, speak it out of your mouth, and it comes more abundantly. We thank you, brother. Long life, you will deliver us, and you show us your salvation. Trust him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. I will bless his holy name. I bow before you, O King. I declare before you this day, you are our Jehovah Rohi. Let me make sure that's the right God that I'm calling it, because they, I have this book, and I told you about the book with the names. Jehovah Rohi is my shepherd, so that's why I felt like he's Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that healed us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This person had a miscarriage at one point, and they feel so bad. They feel so bad. If you even lost a baby, they feel so bad. So tonight, Lord, we come and we give that over to you. We give the spirit of depression over to you, God. And we drive back the spirit of debt from around us, God. And we release the spirit of life. There's life in your word. And when we feel so low and so depressed, we will come to you, Lord God. And we will cry out to you. We drive out every single entertaining spirit that want to come and raise up their ugly head. And sometimes we could even feel their presence in our area. That's not of God. That's not good. That is not a good feeling. So we drive it back tonight. Drive it back tonight. And I'm telling you right now, I'm asking you one more time. You want me to pray with you and stand in the gap with you tonight? Put it in the chat. Let me believe God with you. Let me stand in agreement with you tonight. Let me come against that spirit. Sugar, high blood pressure. There is this one person that was supposed to be online tonight. High blood pressure. Very, very high blood pressure. And then we have this other one that's here, blood pressure. You know why that blood pressure comes? Because you're worrying too much. And I don't know how to get direct message. So if you send me a direct message, how do I get direct message? I don't know. I ain't got no direct message. I don't even know about a direct message. Let me see how that works. Maybe on my phone. Because I don't really want to go on my phone while I'm here. So it's not on my phone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. We give you praise, oh God. We bind up the spirit of sugar and what did they say? Hypotension? Oh, okay. Hypotension. We break that in the name of Jesus. Come against every eye blood pressure. That's what they call hypertension, isn't that right? I think so. Because that's how I kind of put the two of them together. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. I'm going to give you some healing scriptures right now. I got them all over. I got them all over the place. I'm going to give you some healing scriptures. Oh, Bara mama. Damokura Baba. Karamakondi Baba. So if you diligently heal, or if you heed to the voice of the Lord, he said he would take away these diseases. That's got to go for me. That he put upon the Egyptians. And that's Exodus 15, 154, 26. So we have to listen to him. And if we yield to him, those diseases that come upon the Israelites, not the Israelites, I'm sorry, the Egyptians, it will not come upon us. Let's see if that's right. Let's see if that's right. Because the word of God is life. Shamako Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Ruth. Exodus. Exodus. I'm the Lord that he led thee. I'm the Lord. You're healer. I
Listen.
said my word and I
And
healed my disease.
I
I am
am
the Lord. You're
your
healed.
Lord.
Marama
Lord,
kotala
I am the Lord, your healer.
keep on singing.
And heal your disease,
Yes.
Lord, your healing,
Glory, glory, glory.
the
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, it is, and
Yes.
the Lord, your healing, I send my word, and heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. I am the Lord,
Yes, Yamakoshi Kila Baba Baba.
your
I am
healer.
Amokapala.
I am the Lord, your healer. I send my word. And heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Keep on pausing that song a minute. Hallelujah, Jesus. Listen to this. Mirama Kunde.
Your healer,
I want you to
I
listen.
thank my
Listen for a
word
moment. Listen.
and heal your disease. I am
Listen for a minute.
the Lord, your healer. I am
Yeah, listen.
the
Listen for a moment.
Lord, let be
Maromo koshi mambokita.
the Lord.
Kirama kosha baba kita.
Now,
Shikora mama kotala baba iki.
healing
Shiramango malamungo.
you.
Shiremingi shakolobundu. Yendele shakurama. I am Mukunda Tekilumundi Kilebika. The structure of the Lord comes in to shape situation. The structure of the Lord come in to move every crane out of the way. The structure of the Lord come in to shake up the atmosphere. The structure of the Lord come in to shake, 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 he said. The structure of the Lord. The structure of the Lord. The structure of the Lord. The structure of the Lord come into change. The structure of the Lord come into shape. I will move mountains, say the Father God. I will move mountains, say the Father. I will not put nothing on thee as the Israel and the Egyptian. Yes, that's what he's saying. He took away all sickness and disease. He created the heavens and the earth for us. Our Father is a Father of greatness. He's a Father of power. He's a Father from on high. The Holy Father is his name. I see the mountains. I see the mountains. I see the mountains. I want you to put your hand out and run to that mountain. Put your hand out and run to that mountain tonight. The mountain is open up, but it's not a bad mountain. It is a good mountain. It's a place for rescue. It's a place for peace. It is a place for joy. It's a place for tranquility. Open your hands now and run to that mountain, saith the Lord. Ah, my healer. Ah, my ha. Oh, my Imakoto. Oh, Ramamama Kata. Oh, Lamakushiki La Baba. Yes, Sikim Baba Lokondo. Kinanamo Shiki Labo Sanderebo, Yamama. My. Oh, Ramamama Kote. Our Father God is merciful. Our Father God is merciful. Our Father God is the creator of the heaven and the earth. Our Father God is a supernatural being. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I see the heavens open up. And I see angel, turn that music off for a minute. Turn that music off. Turn that music off. Turn it off. I see angels dispatching. I see angels dispatching. In the mighty name of Jesus. Angel, I mean, in the house, it's going to be so different. When you go on your job tomorrow, it's going to be so different. The job distinction is going to be so different. Everything that has been promised to you is a fulfillment, saith the Lord. It's a fulfillment, saith the Lord. Sometimes when you have to go through obstacles, it's because he wants you to know that he's the one that put things together. Go out, open up your mouth, and just release. And the Holy Father will be there on scene with you. The Holy Father will be in your home. The Holy Father will be everywhere that you go. The Holy Father. Look to him from this day. Look to him for healing. Look to him for salvation in your family. Look for him for your family food. I hear the word family food. I mean, whatever you need, if it's the word, that's your food. If it's your natural food, he got it. Because I hear the word food. Spiritual food. Go to him. I see him now standing and I see him with the breastplate and he talks about his breast and he's saying every single thing that he has is in that breast. So you go to him and you get your nourishment from him. Jesus. 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 Heaven comes down now And let the glory of the Lord saturate, and fill your soul. Everything that you need, hold on to his hand. His hand is unchangeable. Hold on to him now. And let him lead you and guide you into every single path to come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every eye disorder, I hear, I see eyes right now. In the mighty, if you would just put your hand over your eyes, I'm gonna put my hand over my eye. Put your hand over there, the one, oh, if it's both eyes, put your hand over it and believe God for complete healing, complete healing of the nerves, complete healing of the eye wave, the wave in the eye socket, complete healing. 20/20 sent up with my cheeky 20 sending. A 20/20/20/20 vision eyesight. We believe God for that right now. We believe God. We believe God for it right now. We believe God for it right now. Break biliousness in the name of Jesus. Is acid reflux in the name of Jesus. Serious acid reflux. We come and we break that now in the name of Jesus. We call that out of the body right now in the name of Jesus. We command that body to be whole in the name of Jesus. We speak to every sick, everything in the hand and in the foot in the name of Jesus. Every acid reflux, every spirit of gout in the mighty name of Jesus. We come right now, we tear it down and we drag it out of our body. In the name of Jesus. And we command our body to be 100% in the name of Jesus. 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 The man of Boshisi, we plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to our blood cells in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to generation curse, sickness that runs in the family in the name of Jesus. We break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. We come against every diabetes. It says the diabolical number is off. That's the word I heard. Diabolical number is off. I don't know what that means. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We break that and we bind that in Jesus' name. Diabolical. Anything that's not balancing correctly in the body, we speak to it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every acid in the body, if it's not in line, if it's not in line with what it's supposed to be, we break it in the name of Jesus. We comfort and the healing anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you that you're sending me now over the ear wave to lay hands on those stomach acid reflux. I said, go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. That person get up in the morning. That person doesn't drink something. That person have all kind of biliousness. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Acid reflux. Cancer cell in the body. We break it down in the name of Jesus. Generational curse of cancer. Breast cancer. There's a person that talk about because cancer runs in their family, they think about going to take off their breasts in the name of Jesus. But that's a lie from the pit of hell. We break every cancer cell. We break every cell. We break every cell. We come against that cell. We come against that vein. That vein, in the body that that it comes and it brings the blood. And we cut out that blood. We cut out that cancer blood that's feeding that blood cell right now. We break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Breakable sick thing as a conga, we break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Every cell that the cancer would come with the roots, we break it and we tear it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Cancer, we speak to you and we said, come out now. Cancer of the mouth, come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, that vein in that body, I say you gotta dry up. You got to be dry. You cannot live in that body. It's dried up. We bring the alkaline. That's the word. We're gonna bring alkaline in that body in the mighty name of Jesus. When they go back to the doctor is gonna say that number is going down. Oh God, we call for that cell to be broken in the name of Jesus. That person that have the cancer cell in their body, I speak to them now. Every blood disorder, I say, come down in the name of Jesus. Somebody with a urine problem, I break it now and I command the walls in the urine, every wall in there to be strong in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand over your belly. Put your hand over your left side. The person with the left side, put your hand over there. Every boil, every duct in the belly, I command it to be aligned with the word of God now. Healing, 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 healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hearing, your hearing, your hearing is off. In the mighty name of Jesus, snap it out, speak it out, knock it out, let's class it out. Foul, deaf spirit, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Bold mama like Koshi mama like Kanda. Inamakoshi kala baba baha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, well, swelling in the leg, in the foot, that's kind of mine. In the name of Jesus, I believe God for that. I believe God for that. I believe retention of water in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Whatever you believe in God for, whatever you believe in God for, you call it out, you call it out, you call it out. Every bone, every marrow, every pain, every joint, you call it out, you call it out. Arthritis in the mighty name of Jesus. You whip it out. You whip it out. You whip all arthritis in the mighty name of Jesus. You whip it out. You move. Yes. Yes, daughter. Move your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Take your healing oil. Take your healing oil if you have it and rub over where that pain is. In the name of Jesus, we command it to go in Jesus' name. We command it to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Diabetes. Break it. Every cell, every cell. Not if you got every autoimmune system. You hear the word autoimmune system. Believe your healing. Believe your healing now. Every autoimmune system. Believe God for your healing now. What? Ever that cannot be moved before, believe God for your healing and make sure while you get your healing, you're eating the right food to put in your body. Autoimmune immune system, you are bound. I call for every bone in that body, every swelling, every spirit of lupus. No, take it in the box, Sanda. In the name of Jesus, I come against lupus. In the name of Jesus, Lou Gehrig's disease. In the name of Jesus, Parkinson. In the name of Jesus, I break it and I bind it in Jesus' name. I reverse that curse in the mighty name of Jesus. Every mind disorder, you call it mind, schizophrenia, in the name of Jesus. Drive it back. Drive it back, drive it back, drive it back, drive it back in Jesus' mighty name. Depression, depression, depression. I come against the spirit of depression in the name of Jesus. Depression, I call you up and you abound in the name of Jesus. There you go. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Now make the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Let the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Let the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Let the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Yes, joy come in the morning. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father God, we give you praise and we give you worship. In you we move and we have our being. I speak to the mind control. The mind want to control you. No, you got to say no. You got to anoint yourself with oil in the name of Jesus. I break and I bind schizophrenia. I break and I bind nicotine and reefer in the name of Jesus. Some of these things come on us because of our. If you drink, that's good. No, it's bad. If you smoke, it's not good. If you overeat, it's not good. Some of these things we bring it on herself. So now I'm coming. I speak to schizophrenia. I say, you gotta go. I speak to mind control. I say, you gotta go. I speak to the head disorder. I say, you gotta go. You gotta free that person. You gotta take your hand off. You gotta back off and flee. And now, Father God, we decree and we declare. That every single thing, it's good. Healing belongs to us. Deliverance belongs to us. The generation of the righteous is blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their house. Sickness and disease is bound. Poverty and lack is bound. Confusion bound. Lying spirit bound. Nicotine spirit bound. Bound, 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 bound. Overeating spirit bound. Drunkenness bound. In the name of Jesus, wild, detestable spirit bound. Oh my God. Disaster. Continual disaster. Every time you turn around, it's disaster. Bound in the name of Jesus. Every time you turn around, somebody dropping dead. Bound in the name of Jesus, we release life, 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 life in the name of Jesus. We call for every mucus out of the body to go in Jesus' name, every spirit of arthritis to go in Jesus' name. And we call for the joints that is good, nice, perfect joints, joints that we can move. Oh Lord, we can exercise and we could do the things that our body supposed to do. We call for money now. To run after us and overshadow us and overtake us. Lord God, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And we command every single thing that we need, we will receive it. Father, today you said to call the healing, and I did. And I thank you, Father, that the testimonies that's going to come out of this will be testimony of deliverance. Testimony of greatness, healing, and deliverance, because that is the children's bread. Healing and deliverance is our bread. Healing and deliverance is our bread. Abundance is our bread. Salvation is our bread. Happiness is our bread because Jesus died for us. We should have peace. And certainly we should have it more abundantly. Father, this day, we thank you for the supernatural. We thank you for the supernatural. Run now after us. Let it becomes a body. I, the clear, the body to rise up, healing, salvation, abundance, deliverance. I just call for it to have a body. Wisdom in everything that we have. Now, this day, Father, we thank you. Now, this day, Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. There is no other God beside you. In you, we move and we have our being. Certainly, O mighty God. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I want you to know. I want you to know that I'm not going to be back on prayer until the 28th. That's what we're going to have prayer the 28th because I want you at this time we're in fasting until June 9th. And but on two every Tuesday we meet. But we're not meeting on 21st, we're going to meet on 28th. Our information for the fasting will still go out on Tuesday. Information for our watch will still go out on Friday latest. We'll meet on the 28th. I just want to give God thanks and praise for you guys. Listen to me. We just prayed just now. What I want for you to do is Psalms 115. Verse 6. I honestly want you to take it out, that one scripture, and I just want you to just give God praise. I just want you to give God praise. I can't read. I cannot read. Daughter, put that in the chat because I can't already see it over there. There's something here, a speaker up there, but I can't see it. My baby, put it up in the chat. Or send it to me and then I will be able to send it out to the individuals. Cause I cannot really read that. All right, Navea. My baby, my daughter, put that up in. All right. In the chat that we can be able to see that Sonic can be able to have it. I want to say good night to everyone. I went over 17 minutes. But it was a good 17 minutes to go over because the father said, call healing. And that's what I did. Called the healing. And I come forward and I did what the father wanted me to do. Hallelujah. Yes, mighty God of Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the lion's den. He said, man, I thought I put three people in here. But I see the fourth person walk in. And that fourth person looked like the Son of the Living God. Well, tonight, you know what? We have the Son of the Living God. But now the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us. Amen. So we can move strategically on the earth. We can move strategically on the earth with the Holy Spirit inside of us, leading us and guiding us, giving us information, showing us what's going to happen. We need to have seers in the spirit. Seers that can see and that their eyes are open. We need to have these people in the body of Christ. We need to have the prophetic in the body of Christ. We need to have healing in the body of Christ. We need to have people that really needs salvation. And you for and you give them the information for salvation. When you see person that's through some stuff, you need to be able to go against. If you can't lay hands, you pray and call these things into light and life. And that's what we did tonight. We are going to be some super, I mean, supernatural. We're going to hear about cancer deliverance. You're going to hear about the cancer numbers went down. You're going to hear about the eyes numbers went down. You're going to hear about the diabetes numbers went down or even gone. Blood pressure gone. Cholesterol gone. Because we just got out of our healing and God has been touching us. And that's what it's all about. When them demons come in your house and you drive them out, you're going to hear them running to the door. The ones that come in the house trying to raise havoc, you're going to hear them running and you're going to be like, oh my God, yes, those are evil spirits and they got to go. And you can't entertain them anymore. So they got to go on because they know that you're not entertaining them, they can't stay. They cannot stay in your house. Okay. So thanks for being on the call. I love you. God bless you. May his face shine upon you. The information will be going out on Tuesday. Prayer on the 28th. We still have our fasting. We also still have our watch. We will see you again on the 28th. May God bless you. May God face up shine upon you. Put that in the stuff, my baby girl. That way I can have it. That way I can send it out. May God bless you. May God watch over you. And I love you.